Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Markets are down again today. I'm looking at some of the numbers. I just saw S&P off 113. We're in the hundreds, depending on the minute we report to you on the Dow. Michelle Singletary is a financial columnist for the Washington Post, was on with us the other day. In fact, it's down 1,100 now, the Dow, right? Michelle, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Like everybody else, nervous, heart pounding, but still trying to stay calm and stay the course.
If the advice you gave us last week when it was down 10% was stay the course, no sense in actualizing those losses. Is the advice still the same? Just sit on what you've got?
It is the same. I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, I was thinking about this because, you know, I'm stressed like everybody else. I'm saving for my kids to go to college. I'm saving in my retirement plan as my husband is. And so we've got a lot at stake as well. And we were talking about this, and he said, okay, because he helps me talk it out. I know I write about it, right? But he's my sounding board. He keeps me from getting crazy. And he said, well, okay, so you cash out, you take it all in cash, you put it in the mattress, then what? So now you've locked in your losses, and then you don't know when to jump back in. And that money, because you locked in your losses, now is worth less. And then if you keep it that way going forward, how will you keep pace with inflation? Because that is just as scary, if not more scary, than the virus.
I heard from a financial advisor recently who said, if you have money in bonds or if you have it in a mattress, in fact, this might not be a bad time to put it into some sort of mutual funds. If you believe we're going to recover, wow, our stock's on sale right now. Do you subscribe to that theory?
Yeah, I do, but with a little twist. So when we think about this, some people are saying, oh, God, I'm buying, buying, buying like it's a sale. Well, you know what? You need to still have a financial plan. It's like if coats were on sale and it's the middle summer. Well, I don't need a coat right now, so I don't need to go there. So look at what you need in terms of your investments, and then create a plan and then invest that way. Just don't go blindly out there. So yes, the stocks are on sale. So what you should do, if you already have a retirement plan or you're saving for your kids' college fund, you want to look at that, make sure you're well-diversified, and then maybe add to that so that you can get more shares. So if you have been saving for your kids' college, but you really haven't been saving a whole lot, now is the time to increase that because you're going to get more shares for your money.
I like to think that the markets reflect the sort of fundamental value of the companies, and what we're seeing right now is not a fundamental reflection of that. But if this goes on long enough, maybe it does affect their core businesses, and it sort of, as the tail wags the dog, does begin to affect the true value of these companies. Are we at that point now, do you think, where it's not so recoverable? We'll get over the virus, but the lingering effects are going to be there for a very long time.
Well, I think that I actually don't think that, because after every crisis, people calm down. A lot of what's happening now, driving the selling, is fear. We know that at some point, even if it's a year from now, they're going to find a vaccine, and we're going to be the masses, the majority of our population will be just fine. And so you have to just sort of remember that. And what I'm not telling you not. I'm not going to say don't panic and calm down, because those are fighting words. Like if my husband says that, I want to punch him, because it makes it sound as if you're being irrational.
Yeah.
You're not being irrational to be afraid of your money dropping, but you don't want to act on that fear. So you feel what you feel, but don't act on that. Act on facts. And the fact of the matter is the markets historically go way down sometimes, and then they come back. Will it be 3 months? We don't know. The last recession, it took about 18 months, but it did come back. And those who didn't panic sell. Not panic. You go ahead and feel what you feel, but didn't panic sell, reap those rewards. And so those companies will go back to going to restaurants, will probably go back taking cruises. So even those industries that may feel some losses short term or even maybe in the next year, they're going to bounce back because we are resilient folks, right? And after a while, we'll forget this and the sense of how it made us feel in the moment.
I always like talking to you. You're good at this, Michelle. You write about this in the Washington Post and have joined us twice. I'm going to call you again. The markets are off again today, and I think we really are in a moment. And I like you, want to believe that we will bounce back from this.
We are. You know, I go to church every Sunday, and I'm a believer, and we have this phrase, this too shall pass. And even as you're, like, freaking out and you're looking at these, just remember that. You still got to go on living. You still got to send your kids to college. You're still going to need a car. You're still going to need stuff for in your house. Just keep that in mind. And folks, you know, if you are afraid, then use this time instead of just making irrational moves to find out what you're doing. Like, if I ask most people, they don't even know what they're investing in. They know they have money in a 401k, but they don't know what it's in. So use this time to really look over what you have. And then when things calm down, maybe you need to readjust some stuff. Use this time, instead of just freaking out, to be more informed, like listening to your program or reading my column in the Washington Post.
Michelle Singletary is the personal financial columnist there. We'll talk again. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Well put. I'm glad you joined us.